Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and it's the Tuesday show. Now, I have to admit, I'm a little bit under the weather today. Been dealing with a bout of gout, so I'm actually kind of tired. Didn't sleep well last night. Okay. Well, we won't go into all the gory details of all that. So we'll try to make the show interesting. I kind of was wavering back and forth. Do I want to do the show? Do I don't want to do the show? But as the old show business thing says, the show must go on. And there was a couple topics that came up. So I thought, oh, let's do that. Okay, let's talk to dead people. I know, like your relatives, your great-grandmother, maybe some famous person out there that you'd like to get a message from. We can do that. So you're so inclined. So the show is open to your calls. I know you have people have psychic calls, but that's okay. Your great-grandmother will give you a message that relates to your question, or your great-grandfather, or that uncle that you never knew, right? Because they're watching you every day. They're going, oh, why are you doing that today? I can't believe you're doing that again. Okay, but I'm just teasing. But so we'll do that. But in the meantime, till I get those who want to talk to me about whatever they want to talk about, I am going to talk about, well, a couple words. One word is appreciation. And what kicked me into this thought of about appreciation was, if I can find it, and my hand's kind of like, it doesn't want to work. Yeah, the gout is in my wrist on my right hand, which is like the worst hand to have it in because, like, it's hard to do everything. I'm learning to be more proficient with my left hand. I guess that's the advantage of that. Something to appreciate from all this, because we're talking about appreciation. So let me give you the Abraham quote today from a workshop in Albuquerque, New Mexico in 2004. It's a really quickie, so don't miss it. I'll go back over it again. Appreciation is the magic formula you've been seeking. You know, people are looking for things in their lives, looking for something that will make things happen in their lives, that little key that opens the door to prosperity or love or whatever it is. But according to the Abraham material, and a lot of other teachers will say basically the same thing. Appreciation, or call it gratitude. There is a difference between the two words, but we won't delve into that. Appreciation is the magic formula you've been seeking. So we're going to talk about appreciation, some thoughts on appreciation from different authors, and delve into different things about ways of showing appreciation. I thought I would start with showing appreciation for yourself. Really, you know, like, or gratitude for yourself or appreciation. That's the one article I wanted to get into, how to do that. How do you appreciate yourself more? Not just other things in your life, but you. But before I do that, I have another quote, which I thought was really cool. I get quotes every day from values.com. And I thought today's quote was, it's a little off topic, but I thought it was very appropriate and something that's kind of necessary. Forgiveness does not change the past, but it does enlarge the future. Paul Boas is the name of the author of that little quote. And let's read that again. I thought that was really an interesting quote. Forgiveness does not change the past, right? You forgive somebody, it doesn't fix it, doesn't make it, you know, doesn't change the situation. You miraculously don't go back in time and have a different outcome, right? But it does enlarge the future because you're letting go of the past. You're letting go of all those feelings, right? You're letting go of all of that vindictiveness or vengeance feelings or negative feelings about somebody else, and you're just kind of moving on with your life in your future. Let the past be the past. So forgiveness releases the past, releases that person or people out of your life, and you move forward in life, right? Okay, so just not related to appreciation, but it's better. Well, let me put it this way, kind of put it in the sense of that one of the ways to be able to show appreciation is to forgive yourself, forgive others, so that you can move forward with a clean slate. Ooh, good thought, huh? So you're not carrying the baggage of the past with you. You're not carrying the baggage of somebody that said something to you, oh, 6 months ago, and you're going, oh, I'm still upset at that one. Oh, what a creep for saying that, or they did this. They were so rude to me. Excuse me, I'm drinking a little tea. Seems to help a little bit, a little tea. So forgiveness helps you move forward into the future. So we're going to talk about appreciation today. And again, I'll mention throughout the show that I take calls. Oh, yeah, the other thing, I'm looking at doing a brand new website. So that's going to be keep in touch. I'm going to work on that, I think, maybe next month. It's like, why not do it now? Well, yeah, it just kind of takes time to get all that wrapped up in your brain to want to do stuff. And I want to do a little bit different kind of website. Back to what I was doing before. The Messenger is great, and I inherited it from somebody, and it's got a lot of great information in it. But I want to start clean and fresh. I'll keep the title, The Messenger. I'll keep the domain name, but I'll just a brand new, sparkly, different looking website, which will be cool. So that's one of the things I'm working on. Okay, how is everybody today? Are you in a good mood? Are you in a bad mood? Are you having fun? You want to talk to some ancestors? Want to get a message from your great grandmother or your great grandfather or Elvis? I don't know. I mean, I know he's probably not a relative of yours directly, but you want a message from somebody famous? See what they have to say. See if I can tap into them. They always seem to have something to say that's encouraging and uplifting. So that's up to you guys. So I'm going to go work on an article. You can call in. And we'll talk to some ancestors. And, you know, people want to know answers to questions. Well, they have all the answers. Well, big part of them, right? They're watching you. As I said before, they're observing you every day at some level and kind of keeping in touch with what you're doing. Okay. So we're going to talk about showing appreciation for yourself, not others, not for the dog. I'll get to your ancestor in a minute. Let me just do a little bit of this article, and then I'll get back to you. And this article is from launchyourourgenius.com. I found this. I find things. I love Google. I find all kinds of fun things on Google. Found, and it's by Harish. Harish is the name of the author. And so we're going to get into some ways to appreciate yourself, okay? 13 here, and then there's like 13 more. This is like dual thing, right? Okay. Walt Whitman once said, if you know who Walt Whitman is, great American poet from the 19th century. Yeah, the 19th century. Yes. I don't know why they do it that way. I celebrate myself and sing myself. Now, do you sing about yourself? I mean, really, seriously, do you celebrate your life and who you are? Oh, I knew who Hart. I saw his picture. He's a nice-looking man. Cool as that. What did he write? 21 life-altering shifts of mindset and perspective. Interesting. Okay, let's move on to the next quote by Rumi. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. Now, isn't that a beautiful statement? I mean, that Rumi statement is just so – it's not about going out there and looking for love, looking for love in all the wrong places, right, as the old country song said. It's really all about what's going on inside you that limits you from having love in your life. What are you putting up? What are the barriers you have, you know, to what are your limitations that you put upon yourself that keep you from having love? So here are 13 practices to immediately take charge of loving and appreciating yourself. I love that. I love that, right? Love yourself unconditionally. Now, the word unconditionally, there's a lot of different interpretations of the word unconditionally. But in this context, we're going to use the word unconditionally means without reservations. Okay? Without putting conditions on love. Well, I love myself if I can change this, or if I can get that, or if I can go here, or if I can get that job, or if I can find a girlfriend or a boyfriend. those are conditions. Loving yourself unconditionally is just where you're at right now. Okay, let me go through the article because I'm kind of editorializing as I go. The heart is a thousand-stringed instrument that can only be tuned with love. Isn't that beautiful? And the author is Hafiz. The heart is a thousand-stringed instrument that can only be tuned with love. That's a beautiful quote, isn't it? Okay, allow yourself to drop the conditions that have created to love yourself. Let go of, I will love myself better if I am, and I choose to accept yourself as you are. Or just choose who you are right now. Love yourself as you are right this moment. Don't think in terms of if this happens or if that happens. Okay, so back to the article. From your vantage point, you may not be able to see your own greatness. Yeah, when I was reading through this morning, and I was thinking about that and appreciating yourself and loving yourself. And maybe you have to talk to people you know that really are supportive, you know, not trolls. trolls crack me up. I was reading an article, I know I'm going off topic here a little bit, an article, it was really kind of a celebrating, it was from the Lotto in California, which puts money into the educational system, you know, and a lot of people are for it or against it, doesn't matter how you feel about the Lotto, but what they were doing was celebrating teachers, or five famous people went back to meet their teacher that had the biggest impact on them, and it was basically, you know, thank the teacher in your life that had the greatest impact on you. But the trolls are going off about, well, the Lotto is really a horrible thing, and it's ripped off of Californians for years and years. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Stop it. Okay, so that's an editorial thing. Just take the context of the thought that we should be celebrating those who have the biggest impact on our lives, those teachers. I have Mr. Bouvier in my junior year in high school, who was a history teacher, who kind of inspired me. I did really well in the class. Yeah, obviously he's not alive now, unless he's about 130,000, but he would be old, like really old. He would be probably over 100. But who else inspired me? Yeah, anybody have a teacher that inspired you? I know we're going off topic a little bit, but, you know, loving yourself is appreciating those in your life that have helped you to love yourself, right? I'm going, you know, going off in a whole different direction here, but is there any teachers in your life that have inspired you, that have helped you to think and move forward in your life? Now, sometimes they inspire you in kind of a backwards way. Or I had a teacher in sophomore year in English. Oh, I forgot her name now. Doesn't matter. And she just said, well, you'll never be above a C+ student in English. And I thought, well, I'll show you, right? I'll show you. But then my junior year, I had a beautiful teacher that I wish I could remember her name. That was such a long time ago, kids. Such a long time ago. But she inspired me because we got it to look into the poetry of English poets of the 19th century, the late 19th century, the Shelleys and the Keats and the Lord Byron and all those beautiful poets and the Walt Whitmans and who wasn't English, but I really got into that. It really inspired me to really delve into poetry, which kind of opened me up. So you got to appreciate the teachers and what they did for you, right? So you're in the chat room. Is there any teacher that inspired you? That you said, oh, this person just kind of kicked me forward in life a little bit, believed in me. I guess that's a good word for it. Any teacher who believed in you and encouraged you to reach the heights in your life. I named a couple, two. I'm trying to think of, there must have been more, right? There must have been more. Okay, so let me go back to the article, blah, 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 from your vantage point. Okay, you may have gathered some dust on your journey of life, but your true nature is radiance and pure genius. Step into your most radiant form. Ooh, I like that. Continue stepping into your radiance until it becomes second nature. Step into who you really are and the beautiful aspects of yourself, because you're different than everybody else, right? You're different. We're all different. I mean, there's like, what, practically 7 billion people on this planet at this time. But we're all different. in some way. We all have certain things that we can do that are different than anybody else. And we have a mixture of all those things that we can do. So appreciate those. Show gratitude to that. Louise Hay once said, love is the miracle cure. Loving yourself works miracles in your lives. Ooh, what do you think about that? Yeah, love of yourself can change you. Now, if you love yourself, even if you got something going on that's really not very helpful, like my gout, you can still love yourself. You can love yourself by doing little things for yourself. Okay, let me move on to part two. I'll skip a lot of this stuff because this kind of goes into that next one. It's do something nice for yourself today. Self-love is the elixir of the immortal heart. Amy Lee Mercy. Okay, self-love is the elixir of the immortal heart. I like that. Self-love. Do something nice for yourself. Even if it's just taking a few minutes to relax and unwind, allow yourself to take some you time. Ooh, you time, not their time, or kind of shut everybody out, right? Take care of yourself today and make a habit of it. And various aspects of your life that need fixing will fall in place. Now, as I said, I didn't sleep very well last night. Oh, you still want an ancestor. I'll try to get there in a minute. I'm just kind of like on a rampage here, ramping, whatever the word is. I don't know. You will be more energized and present to deal with the problems of life when you allow your desires and little wishes to be fulfilled. So like me, I'm going to go take a nap after I'm done with this. I should eat, but do something, kind of semi-meditate, close my eyes and sit with my dog and chill out for a little while. Kind of changed my pattern today because I'm kind of tired, whatever. So do something. Don't push yourself so hard all the time. Sometimes you just need to chill out. So action tips from this article. Are you allowing yourself to have a few moments and some time to unwind and do the activities that nourish your body, mind, and spirit? It's a good question. Ask yourself, are you allowing yourself to have a few moments and some time to unwind and do the activities that nourish your body, mind, and spirit? Now, only you can know that. Only you can know that for you, because everybody's going to be different, right? Fires me or relaxes me is not what relaxes you, correct? Some people will be dancing in the living room with some kind of music on, which is a good thing. Sometimes it's just taking a walk in nature, which is a good thing. Sometimes it's playing with your dog, which is a very good thing. So pick your thing that nourishes your body, mind, and soul, right? Okay, so my friend, you wanted an ancestor. Let me see if I get somebody. Father's side of the family, great-grandmother, father's side of the family. Okay? A very pleasant woman, a very nice woman, kind, gentle. She's saying, I really like the topic that you're talking about today. And I want you to tell my beloved that what he needs to do is follow that advice of taking care of himself, doing little things that nurture his soul. His anxiety about love and life. What is she saying? His anxiety about love and life will never actually materialize what he's really wanting. He pulls out the anxiety out of his life, pulls out that stress out of his life about what he wants, and just allows himself to flow with life. And in that flow, he will be led to all of those things that he wants, as in money, career, love, as in a relationship. So he just needs to let go of the anxiety and stress and just see himself just flowing towards all that. He's just flowing there to get it because it's there. When he sits in stress and anxiety about those things that he wants in the future, he stops his own personal flow to those things. Okay, that's the message. I think she appreciated this whole thing about loving yourself. I don't get names, so don't ask me for a name. But it was kind of a beautiful message. We could all take that message. But, you know, most messages we get from ancestors are pretty applicable to a lot of other people, unless they're where buried treasure is or something like that, right? Or, you know, well, generally, it's unless it's really specific to, you know, you need to buy this kind of flower today. Yeah, you should buy orchids. That's what she's saying. You should buy orchids. I don't know why you get orchids, but that's a cool thing. Orchids are beautiful. Buy an orchid. Take care of an orchid. You know why? Because they need a lot of care, and they need they're like almost like a pet, an orchid, because you have to take care of them. You have to water them. You have to. So take care of. Just do it. Do it. Buy an orchid. You're going to go, that's crazy. But because it's going to take your time away from some of the anxiety in your free time and focus you on. Now, I know that's difficult. You take your orchid everywhere. Remember, everybody watched the movie What About Bob with Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss. And Richard Dreyfuss was a psychiatrist. And Bob, we used to go to him for all these various things and all of his issues and stuff. But Bob decided to go visit the doctor in his house in the Hamptons or wherever it was, right? So he took his fish with him. He had his fish in his bowl, and he took his fish on the bus to go visit him. He took his fish everywhere. So take your orchid everywhere. I know that sounds crazy, but have one something like that, okay? Okay, next part, next action tip from this author. Am I on give and more give mode? Am I on give and more give mode? Take some of the give time and transform it into me time. Explain to others that you can. I'm sorry, I get distracted. You're welcome. Explain to others that you can give better if you have some self time for yourself. Do you get all caught up and helping others and just doing for others, give for other people? You know, the old expression is you can only give so much and then you run out of give, right? You have to kind of recharge yourself. So me time is really important. So appreciation of that time for yourself is so important. Okay, the next point. I'm going to check back with you guys every once in a while, see if anybody actually wants to talk to a dead person or get a message. Okay, so we'll move back to the article. Okay, number three, give yourself the amazing gift of self-approval. Isn't that a beautiful thought? Give yourself the amazing gift of self-approval. The only person who can pull me down is myself. And I'm not going to let myself pull me down anymore. See, Joy Bell C, whoever that is. I have no idea, but I love the statement. The only person who can pull me down is myself. And I'm not going to let myself pull me down anymore. You have control of who you are, don't you? You really do have control. Instead of hoping and wishing to receive kind words and approval from others, give yourself the gift of kindness and self-approval. Detaching yourself from the burden of wanting approval from others is dropping a big load of weight from your shoulders while on the journey of life. We don't have to really talk much about that. That's kind of self-explanatory, and it's really kind of an interesting point. We don't need to be approved by other people. It's nice, but we don't need it. But we need to approve ourselves. We need to love ourselves, have self-approval. The relief and energy you feel and gain back by self-approval is immediately perceptive. Okay, realize, okay, action tips, that there will always be people who will not approve of you. Now, that's a biggie. If you're trying to prove, what is the Abraham thing about, you know, you can't make everybody happy, you can only make some of the people some of the time happy, blah, 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 right? But you can realize that you can't approve or get approval from everybody. So, but you can get approval from yourself. Instead of outsourcing approval to others, establish a solid core of self-approval and feel and act from that core. I think that's kind of cool, huh? what do you think? And we're going to flip into another article in a minute. I'm not going to go through this whole article. I just thought we'll hit some of them, and then we'll hit on to some other articles that I had about showing appreciation and gratitude. And so let's do that. Let's move on. Let's get it to a little bit lighter topic. 29 ways to show unique gratitude and other random acts of kindness. I love this. Okay, so we're going to go through the 29 real quick. I know I shifted gears here a little bit, but you got the whole idea that love yourself, basically. Prove of yourself. That's appreciate who you are as a person. Appreciate your particular gifts and talents, that you're unique, you're different, you're not the same as everybody else. So 29 ways to show unique gratitude, and I use the word appreciation. Tell someone face-to-face how much they mean to you. That's really a cool thing. Tell someone face-to-face how much they mean to you. It could be a friend. It could be a relative. It could be a boss. It could be a teacher, right? Yeah, go back and say, tell a teacher that you knew that, oh, I really appreciate you. You've done this for me. It's going to make them feel good, and it's going to make you feel good. Write a thank you note. And they make the note here by snail mail. Send a thank you note. Put a stamp on it. And put an actual stamp on it and put it in the mailbox and send it to somebody. That has more meaning. It has more value than just writing an email, right? Now, if you're not going to mail it, just write it, put it in an envelope, and give it to them. But say, hey, read this later. And handwrite it. It says write. It doesn't mean go to your computer, type it out, and then print it out and put it in the envelope. Now, if you can't write, obviously that might be a problem. But for the most part, just expressing your emotions through writing is it's much more important than any other way of expressing yourself, I think. I don't know. What do you think? Am I wrong? I don't know. Pack your lunch and give it to those who come across who need it. I'll make a sandwich. Now, I guess in some places that's illegal to make food and give it to homeless people. What if they get sick, right? It's kind of like against the law. That's kind of crazy. But maybe it's somebody you know. It's not a homeless person. Maybe you can share what you have food-wise with somebody that you know at work or a friend or a neighbor. Maybe there's somebody elderly in your neighborhood, right? And you can share some food with them. Maybe it's difficult for them to get out and cook. Maybe you can even do shopping with them or for them. So show away appreciation for them as people. It's showing appreciation for them as people, as human beings, that we're all into this together, right? Put a sticky note somewhere random that will make someone smile. Put a little happy face and put it on somebody's window or on their car or in their cubicle or wherever it is. A little sticky note with a smile, happy face or something. Okay, leave a creative leave a creative smiley face for your spouse or your significant others. And the author said, I make mine with a banana and two apples in the kitchen. You can see that, two apples as the eyes. You get different color apples would be cool versus the same kind of apple, right? And a banana is the face. Now, don't turn it upside down. Make it upright so that it's a smiley apple banana, not a frowning banana, right? Smile ear to ear at everyone you see. It's contagious. So that's just the emphasis of showing appreciation for other people and gratitude for life by just smiling all the time. That's hard sometimes, I know. It's difficult, you know, but just smile. Just go out there and smile with people. That's a cool thing to do, right? Absolutely a very cool thing to do. Okay. Call someone you know who is in a rough spot and just listen for as long as they'd like. I like that. The emphasis here is just listen. Don't try to give advice and don't try to solve all their problems. Just listen. Now, if they get really, really negative, you might want to give some encouraging thoughts. If they go completely negative on you and you're going, oh, but you can cut it shorter. You don't have to. You don't have to let them go on and on in a negative frame. But just listen. Sometimes people just want to share what's on their mind and what's going on in their lives, right? And take a few minutes. I like this one. This is a really good one. I got a whole bookcase of books that I haven't read, and I've read them a long time ago. And give your books a new home with a new mind. I like that. Give your books a new home with a new mind. Give your books away. Offer them up to other people. Would you like to read this? Or there are used bookstores that take free books. They don't even have to sell them, for that matter. I mean, people, perhaps they will sell them and ask them, hey, I'll give you this if you sell them for a low, really low price, just so people will get the information. Call, email, or write your closest five people, the closest five people in your life, and let them know the unique impact they have on your life. That's kind of, we've talked a little bit about that. But five people, pick five people that you know right now and email them, call them, or write them a note saying, hey, you made an impact in my life. Thank you very much. Like that teacher thing, right? Back to the teacher thing. Pay for the guy's Starbucks who's behind you in line. That's that pay it forward thing. Doesn't have to be a Starbucks. It could be anywhere, right? But if you go to the market and you see that they have like, $300 worth of groceries in the basket, you go, nah, maybe not. Okay, well, we'll wait. I'll go to another line. Oh, they got three things I could pay for that, right? No, just teasing. If you're so inclined to pay for a mother who has children and you can see that she's struggling a bit, do it. Do it. If you can afford it, do it. It's not that hard. I'll pay for hers just and then wait till she gets through line or he gets through line. I like this one. Get $100 in $2 bills. Now, I don't know people listening to me if that's interesting, but $2 bills is rather an unusual currency in this country. We have $1 bills and fives and tens, but $2 are is they're kind of rare, like chicken lips. And use them to tip as tip money, a guaranteed smile. Yeah, I've tipped with $2 bills in the past. They kind of look at you like, oh, wow, it's a $2 bill. Some people collect them and save them for whatever reason. That's still money. Get a doggy bag, no matter how small your leftovers are, and give it to the first person you see who needs it. Now, again, we're into that whole area of can you legally do that and all that craziness, right? But sometimes that would be really nice for a homeless person, right? We're back to the homeless people again. Buy a dozen sandwiches and pass them out to homeless folks in a busy area. The author said that's one of his favorites. That's really kind of nice. I think you can do that because they're prepackaged. They're not something you cooked and could give them poison, whatever that is. Give an anonymous donation of whatever you can afford. I like that because giving it anonymously, it's not how I would put it. You're not bringing thoughts to yourself. You're not praising yourself. Look what I was able to give, and I donated, whatever to this organization. Giving it anonymously is just giving it from love. And you're not getting any recognition for it. You don't need it. You're just doing it out of love and appreciation for the organization or the people that you're giving. I like the next one too. It's kind of a cool thing. Buy a lottery ticket and give it to a homeless person. This person's really big into homeless people, aren't they? Giving things to homeless people. It's kind of a cool idea, right? Take a coat or jacket you never wear. Now notice the word here, never wear, an article of clothes that you never wear, and give it to someone on the street. Do this for anything you haven't worn in the past 6 months. Yeah, I can see there's value in that. I would say a year because you got seasons, right? You may have put your winter coats away. Unless you got one that you don't hardly ever wear and you go, oh, I can give this winter coat away. That they would need that. They could use that, right? So that's a great idea. Find somebody that seems to be struggling and give them some clothes that you don't wear. Make a friend your favorite meal. I like that. Your favorite meal. Now, I don't know if my friends would like the vegetarian thing that I do, but whatever. Or buy or buy them a bottle of wine and drink it together, slowly, with no agenda. No celebrations, just, hey, let's share a bottle of wine and talk, right? Share an experience with someone you love, perhaps a sunset or a special walk. Find something that you really love to do, someplace that you really love to go, and share it with somebody else. Share it with somebody you care about. Okay. And the little stuff like that, like little things like this. Open a car door for open a door for somebody, or open a car door. Somebody's struggling to get their groceries in the car. Open the door for them, or open the door for somebody. When someone's having car troubles, instead of speeding by frustrated, stop to help. That happened to me a while back, and that was just the most beautiful thing, because I got a flat tire, and it was on a major street, and the tire went blew up completely. It was kind of worn. And somebody just came along and said, hey, I'll help you change it. Where's your jack? He didn't want any money. I offered him money. He just, no, I can. So do that. Pay it forward to somebody, right? This next one is kind of cute. It's kind of interesting. I'm skipping through some of these, not going through every one of them, every last one of them. It's leave a huge tip. I love doing this with breakfast since the bill is usually lower. Yeah. What if you have this favorite, what if this server has been just really nice to you and you see the server all the time? Just leave them a big tip one time. Just appreciation, right? Just appreciation for their service to you. How about this next one? Leave an inspirational book on the bus, or on the bus stop, or someplace in public where people sit. Leave an inspirational book. It doesn't necessarily a religious book, but something that you found inspiring, something that meant something to you, that inspired you, that helped you with your life, right? Take a picture for a tourist. That's always a nice thing to do, right? And leave a dollar bill or a $5 bill or whatever it is on a random windshield. Go down the street and leave $1 bills underneath people's windshields. And it helps pay for their parking. Right? Just little things that you can do to show appreciation for life, for people around you, that kind of interesting stuff, I think. Okay, so moving right along. I guess I should check back and see if anybody wants to talk to me today. Okay, we got a few minutes left. We talked about, say I've got into this thing about appreciation today, and talking about ways that you can show appreciation to others and yourself. And I have another article about things that you can do to show appreciation or gratitude. Okay. We're some of these are very repetitive of the last one, and I'm going to go down and find a couple that here that. Give them a hug. Now, this is people that are around you or friends, but even just hugging people. There's nothing better than a big, squeezy, I love the crap out of you hug. Open your arms up and say thank you. If someone isn't a hugger, a hearty handshake is a decent substitute. So I appreciate you as a person. Let me give you a hug. In this area, they have signs, free hugs, where people go around and wait to give people free hugs from time to time. Okay, we're getting through these, and I didn't pay attention to this article. Pay them a compliment. Now, we're kind of treading older thoughts, but just do this. Don't forget. Don't just thank someone for what they've done for you. Let them know exactly how much they rock. So when you get into that complimenting somebody, go down a little deeper below the surface level of why I'm complimenting you. Or thank them with a gift. Somebody you know. Show appreciation for somebody you know by giving them a gift. Small tokens like movie tickets or a bottle of wine or something, whatever. And part of that is knowing a little bit about somebody so that you can do something that you know that they would appreciate. Not in general. If the person's in AA, you may not want to give them a bottle of wine, right? If they hate movies, don't give them movie tickets. But you know, maybe they want tickets to some other event, or maybe there's something else that you can do for somebody that's really sweet that you know that they would love. Ah, but these things you can do yourself around other people, which is kind of a cool thing to do. Reduce complaints. Show others that you respect and appreciate them and their time by reducing the amount of complaining you do. Now, don't you kind of find it kind of weird when you're with somebody and all they do is complain about this, complain about that, you know? And so reduce your complaints. Yes, some jobs are no fun to do, but complaining doesn't help. It makes it worse for you and everyone around you. Yeah, particularly going out of their way to pitch for you. So don't go there. You know, all that negative energy does not help. Find something you appreciate about what you're both doing, right? This is the next one is really cool about showing appreciation for other people in your life, right? I think this is really cool. And it's kind of a make them something. Everyone has different talents, and why not use yours to help show appreciation? Whether you're a skilled woodworker or sewing, crafting, drawing, using your expertise to make them a small, thoughtful gift will be highly appreciated. Now, if you're not crafty with your hands, maybe you can write them a poem. Oh, I wrote this poem for you. Now, that's kind of sweet, isn't it? Write a poem for somebody. Here, I want to share that with you, a little poem. And we're getting back to the article. This next one I like a lot, too. So we're getting into all these things, how you show appreciation for other people. Show respect for their time. If someone is doing a job for you, and if they're and you're their supervisor at work, show respect for their time. Be prompt. Make sure all necessary supplies they need to complete the task. If they can get started right away, they probably won't need to stay late, cut into their personal time later. So respect someone else's time. That's about a boss, right? But look at other people. You're supposed to meet somebody. Respect their time. You know, they say we're going to meet at 7 and you show up at 7:15 or 7:20, unless, you know, traffic sucks sometimes. But make an effort to respect other people's time. It's so important, right? I couldn't overemphasize that one, because that, to me, that's kind of rudeness to just suck up somebody else's time. Oh, yeah, I got this going on, that going on, you know, making appointments and breaking appointments, right? Okay, Dolly Parton once said, if you see someone without a smile, give them yours. Smiling is the surest way to let people know that you truly appreciate what they've done and that you can make your life better somehow. A smile, just a beautiful smile is all, you know, we're talking about this and we've talked about smiling, but just think about the value of smiling and how it kind of lightens up somebody's day. Have you ever done that? I like to go to the store and ask people how they're doing. How's your day going? You having a good day so far? I mean, people behind the counter, and their attitude seems to shift a little bit. They kind of, because you're showing appreciation for them, you're showing them that you care, and it's done out of sincerity. Especially, yeah, I like the ones especially who are smiling. Hey, you're having a great day, right? You're having a beautiful day, right? So smile at everyone. Try to make an effort to smile at everyone. Now, sometimes that's not easy. I know, because there are people out there, the grumpy faces. We got lots of grumpy faces here too. So avoid the grumpy faces as much as you possibly can and smile at everyone. So I had fun today. This is kind of a little different take on things. I'll be back on Thursday. And we will do more of this. I still want to help you guys get some messages from dead people, your ancestors, and some famous people to help you to answer some of your questions. If you have questions for them, please, please, you know, save up your questions. Call in. Let's talk about them. Let's see what they have to say about your life and where you're going and so forth and so on. But I love you guys, and I appreciate those who do listen. I appreciate those who listen to the archived version of the show. I appreciate that a lot. Thank you. Have a beautiful evening. Bye.